99.1 The Sports Animal brings you inside the fight game of the MMA.
Oh my God.
With a weekly one-hour show.
Whoa!
In the Cage MMA Radio.
Dude, this might be a bad idea.
Hosts Vince Ferrara and Tim Loy bring you a unique perspective from inside the sport. Vince is an MMA lead commentator, cage-side at many events. Tim Loy is a former MMA organization president and current matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Get big-time national MMA interviews, pay-per-view recaps and previews, matchmaking, predictions, strong opinions, compelling content, weekly things you'll learn, and more on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Three-minute rounds. We're underway in Knoxville.
Here's Vince Ferrara.
Let's go.
Welcome to In the Cage MMA Radio. Great to have you with us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. I am Vince Ferrara, each week bringing you an hour of MMA, Wednesday nights 8 to 9, joined by my co-host, Mr. Tim Loy. Tim, how you doing?
Man, I'm okay. I'm still healthy. I'm hanging around here in captivity, just waiting to be unleashed.
We're practicing social distancing, being smart in that regard, and uncharted territory, matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. What's been your reaction to all of this with the coronavirus and how it's impacted you and everyone's lives?
You know, it has obviously sent everyone into a tailspin, but especially so in my neck of the woods, because, you know, we had two shows that were lined up for I guess it would have been March 28th and April the 3rd. And as of right now, the April the 3rd card is still a go, but our March 28th show has been postponed. And, you know, I don't guess there could have been a worse time for our shows to have occurred in relation to this whole coronavirus.
Yeah, because two shows scheduled over back-to-back weeks. So we'll get into the specifics of that. I think part of the reason why it's been so difficult for people to handle that, especially a lot of us that are sports fans, is that sports has always been there for us as an outlet, as an escape, as a distraction for life and the world's problems. And now with so many sports shutting down, MMA really being the last one, I think it's sort of broken through that door, or the security's been breached on right. on our safeguard, because we've always been able to use it. And now with it being shut down, I think it's hard for people to know how to react to it.
100%, you know. Not to really compare this to like 9/11 too much, but that was like the last time that you had just the whole nation kind of turn together and just be like, wow, you know, what's going on? And as you remember, at that time, they were very encouraging to us to, you know, continue to go and enjoy your entertainment and your sports and lead an everyday life. And that's just not the case here.
Well, we'll get into how MMA world has reacted to this with the coronavirus. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to break down UFC Fight Night that took place in an empty arena in Brazil. Normally we talk about that in the first segment. We're going to save the entire second segment to get into the specifics, because there's so much to discuss in terms of the reaction and the scheduling in our first segment in our big three stories. Also a little bit later on in the show, there was so much canceled over the next few weeks in MMA. What's still on the table in the future, in the weeks and months to come, in terms of fights and events? We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. And what are some fights that aren't scheduled right now that we'd like to see put together? So we'll get into that. Reminder, you can always listen to us online, live, streaming, 99.1thesportsanimal.com. If you go to the show page, that's where you can find all of our shows, podcasts, archived. All of them are up there. So hope you will bookmark the station website and make that a frequent stop for you. And then always, after our live shows here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, they're podcasted. You can find those on Apple, iTunes, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you get your podcast. Just search for In the Cage MMA Radio. Subscribe to it, rate it, share it, and tell all your friends that are MMA fans that there is a live MMA show on 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville and available to you everywhere. All right, let's get into the big three stories in MMA, and we'll start with the UFC. their journey to get to finally canceling UFC London this weekend and the next two events, March 28th and April 11th. Tim, this was an unbelievable thing to watch unfold as we're dealing with all this in the world and so many sports either temporarily shutting down, suspending, postponing, moving events back. Dana White was adamant that he wanted this UFC London card to happen. What do you think of the path that he took to get us to where we're at now with the next three shows with the UFC canceled?
You know, it looked like he was going to pull it off, honestly. He was very steadfast, like you said, in stating that, you know, the show's going to go on. And obviously the London card was one that I knew was going to be hairy because, you know, we're not even domestic at this point. We're talking about traveling fighters from so many other countries overseas into an area that is still, you know, afflicted with this disease. On top of that, just dealing with a whole other country's laws at this point, you know, it so much is out of his hands. So I knew that that was going to be tough to pull off. And then they started talking about moving that card around. I guess they were talking about Oklahoma on a reservation. And so, yeah, you know that from the history of the UFC where they've had to get legalized in so many different states, they're going to have some aces up their sleeves at the very least to try to make this happen. So I was actually a little surprised, honestly, when they ended up not pulling it off. I thought that they would pull it off once he really started looking to go domestic and was putting out calls to manage money here of unsigned UFC fighters. You know, a lot of guys were getting their resumes together in hopes of getting on this card if it were to come to fruition this weekend.
Yeah, how about that? The biggest MMA organization was open to taking in fighters, even if they weren't under contract with the UFC, to fill this card. I mean, that is just unbelievable that it got to that point.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, from what I could tell, they were looking for fighters that had at least a 70% win percentage and obviously were citizens here or had the ability to be here without having to travel already. So it was one of those things where it was obvious they were showing a lot of, I don't know if you want to call it desperation or if you want to call it just determination in making this thing happen. You know, a lot of people were getting excited at the chance of maybe, you know, stepping up on short notice. And hey, that goes to show, you know, the character of some of these MMA fighters throughout all this. They're still ready to jump and make that step, you know, to get a chance at the UFC.
Well, there's no doubt. And those came, I'm sure, from guys that didn't have big names around the MMA world. And it came from some of the big stars in the sport, too, that stepped up and said, hey, you can put me in there. The card main event was originally a welterweight bout between Tyron Woodley and Leon Edwards. And Leon Edwards is a fighter from the UK. So when they decided they could no longer hold that event in London, then Edwards was off. There were a number of other local fighters that fell off. And then you looked at the main card after that, and it was Woodley versus TBA, Kevin Holland versus TBA, only two fights on the preliminary card. I mean, it just, I think the fighter part of it, in addition to the venue, was a big issue for the UFC.
Yeah, I think so, but I still think that it's, you know, it's the other extenuating circumstances more than anything. I don't think that it was because they couldn't put a card together. You know, they've got the best matchmakers in the world. They've got a plethora of talent out there that is begging to fight. They could have put together a card. I don't think that was the main reason, you know. No. I think it was more just the pressure, you know, from, you know, all of the surrounding areas cutting off travel and just the fluidity of the situation. And so much uncertainty.
Yeah, I don't think it was the main issue either, but certainly it wasn't a good look when they were trying to piece it together and still had all those holes to fill. But you mentioned the travel, Tim. What do you think about them trying to put this together with so much risk being out there with everything else shutting down?
Yeah, you know, that was the diciest part for sure, you know, and it just goes hand in hand with what we're doing here locally. Like every day things change, and so while you can be like, okay, well, you know, March 28th is, you know, we're not going to be able to make that happen, but, you know, we are looking to postpone to another date, but there's so much uncertainty that you don't know that even if you push it back 2 weeks, if that's going to be enough time for things to have settled down to be able to pull a show off. And so at that level, at that scale, and the amount of travel they're talking about, it's even more complicated, because each and every day you hear about something else, about another town, another city, is just shut it down.
Well, I wonder how much of it for Dana White to shut down his next three events. Certainly there are reasons for that, but he has since been very steadfast that Khabib versus Ferguson fight on the 18th, and that card is still going to happen. Do you think that is in jeopardy, or do you think now that he can concentrate on keeping that together, that's going to happen?
Well, you know, I think that with them canceling the other card, it gives them the ability to just really hunker down and focus on this card for the 18th, which is the biggest of them all, and the one that they want to make happen. So I do think that we'll get that card. I don't know necessarily that it'll be in the United States. I could see them really scrambling to do this somewhere else now. Just having a full month or so to make that logistically work is a lot more practical, a lot more feasible, I guess.
Hey, one of the things in them putting together the event in Brazil was the empty arena. So we'll get into that coming up in a few. But our next in the big stories, our second was, while the UFC was still holding an event in an empty arena in Brazil this past weekend, a number of other MMA organizations canceled. Bellator was canceled. Bellator, they came out, I guess it was Friday, right, is when they made that announcement to cancel Bellator?
The day of the show, yeah. Right. They went through the weigh-ins and all. You know, they had their weigh-ins on Thursday evening, and they, at that point, had decided they were going to go with an empty arena. And then the morning of the show on Friday, they decided they were just going to scrap it all together.
There's others. What else do you know of in terms of the national level that was canceled?
You know, I know that the LFA, they canceled their shows. Pretty much every show, like if you go to Tapology, there will be a calendar that will give you all the fight cards that are due to go down this weekend, from the top national shows all the way down to your podunk shows. And there is literally nothing. There is no cards going in the United States at all. There are some international cards still, just a handful, not many. But there are some international shows still happening. But, yeah, literally everything. There are no fight cards going down United States, you know, this weekend at all. And last weekend, you know, there were a handful of, you know, regional shows that I know happened maybe in, like, Virginia and Florida, but nothing of any national magnitude.
You had mentioned earlier when we were talking, when we first started the show, that Valor Fighting Challenge had its next show in Saudi Daisy on the 28th, that's been postponed. I want to come back to that and everything that's involved in making those decisions, where they came from, and then still keeping that April 3rd show intact. So we'll revisit that a little bit later on in the show. But I want to get to the UFC in our third of our three big stories. The UFC Brazil, they went through with the card, and it was, because of the time change, it was in the middle of the afternoon. I mean, it started at 3:00 with their prelims. So from 3 to 8:30, we got 5.5 hours of MMA on a Saturday afternoon when there are no other live sports going on. So to me, that was enjoyable. What did you think of them pulling off that show in an empty arena?
You know, I enjoyed it. I thought that it was a welcome relief there for those 5 or 6 hours to get away from all the hysteria, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I think that it was the right thing to do as far as providing the country and the world, for that matter, with some entertainment. And, you know, it seems like they did it in a fairly safe and controlled fashion. And as far as from their business goes, I mean, man, all the fighters and the promotion was on absolute full spotlight. You know, they were the stars of the day. There was no other entertainment options, and they got a chance to really put their product out there.
Do we know of if there was any sort of issues, health concerns from any standpoint? Because Dana White had mentioned that, look, everybody's going to get tested, and they're overboard in terms of the health and testing with guys as it is.
You know, from a health perspective, now, I literally, just before we came on the air, I read an article that two Canadian fighters, it was Randa Markos and John McDessie, they both said that they were not feeling the greatest and that they wanted to get tested for the coronavirus before they left Brazil to head back to Canada. And both were denied testing, but put into a 14-day quarantine. And so they're both, you know, not real happy about that. I think McDessie said he needed to get a little bit of medical attention from the actual fight. You know, he fought Fernando, that we'll talk about a little bit later, but like actual injuries from that fight, he needed to get attended to, but because he was in quarantine for 14 days now, he can't go, none of the hospitals will see him. So that is kind of that's just kind of come to light here today.
And then obviously the testing, what was the testing? Or were they testing to make sure they weren't sick, or was it actual testing for the coronavirus? Because there is a difference between those two. So that's something to look into for sure. In terms of the broadcast, how it came across, I mean, it was strange. You heard every noise, the downtimes, the pauses in the broadcast, pitch quiet. And I thought both of those guys in the broadcast did a great job. Bisping is always so entertaining. But what did you make of the way it came across in an empty arena?
I agree that they made the best of it. You know, the commentary guys were good. They were on. It is definitely a stark difference in what you're used to as far as being able to hear every word the corners say, being able to see the crowd and get that electricity from them, that energy that just wasn't there in the empty arena. You know, it kind of takes away a little bit of your Brazilian fighters' advantage that they generally have fighting at home.
And we'll talk about what that's like for the fighters to be in that scenario in an empty arena, because honestly, it may be what we still continue to see, even if events are going to continue to happen. That may be the route for a while. That's the route wrestling has gone, including WrestleMania. And hey, for a lot of us that are fans of the sport, it's better than nothing, even though it's not optimum in what we're used to. That's Tim Loy. I'm Vince Ferrara. We will break down UFC Fight Night Brazil. We'll break down the card, including the main event with Charles Oliveira, coming up big over Kevin Lee. That is next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
You may think the days of having an active, fulfilling love life are over, but that's because you haven't caught the wave yet. Regardless of your age or medical history, WaveTech Medical can put an end to your erectile dysfunction and get you back in the game. No surgery, no needles, and no constantly taking pills and crossing your fingers. WaveTech Medical uses proven, advanced acoustic wave technology to restore sexual vitality. WaveTech Medical's U.S. patented medical technology has delivered unprecedented results by generating blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. Drug-free, surgery-free, and needle-free. Call and set up a consultation today at 865-761-4401. Or visit WaveTechMedical.com. That's WaveTechMedical.com. This revolutionary, proven, and patented treatment is simple and effective, and there are no painful side effects or risks involved. And WaveTech Medical is conveniently located in Bearden at the Meridian Trust Building. Hey, guys. It's time for you to catch the wave. WaveTechMedical.com.
What is my jewelry worth? That is one of the most common questions we answer at Lehman Jewelers. Hi, I'm Andy Lehman from Lehman Jewelers. Have you ever considered having your jewelry appraised? At Lehman Jewelers, we offer the most comprehensive jewelry appraisal services in the area. We have not one, not two, not three, but four GIA-trained gemologists on staff for all your jewelry appraisal needs. Lehman Jewelers is a member of the National Association of Jewelry Appraisers. So if you need your jewelry appraised for insurance purposes, you have an estate that needs appraising, you need to sell your jewelry and want to know what it's worth, or you just want to identify the value of a gift you've been given, we can help. Auction houses, attorneys, and insurance companies all call on us for our expertise. If we can help you with your personal appraisal needs, call or text us or fill out an online request at LehmanJewelers.com. We'll be glad to help. Lehman Jewelers, where East Tennessee gets their jewelry appraised.
Dead End Barbecue is still your destination for the best barbecue in the area. And right now, Dead End Barbecue is providing curbside pickup. Just call ahead and place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you arrive. Don't miss out on the best food around. And all the great Dead End Barbecue specials are ready, too. Every day brings a new special, like grilled mac and cheese with roasted tomato soup, porquitos, and blackened salmon. Find out what today's special is by visiting deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, now celebrating over 10 years of business in the Knoxville community. Located on Sutherland Avenue across from the University of Tennessee Rec Sports Complex. Dead End Barbecue, your final destination for the best barbecue you've ever tasted. With curbside delivery so you don't even have to leave your car. This Friday morning at 9, visit 991thesportsanimal.com for a sweet deal where you can get $50 to spend at Dead End Barbecue for only $25.
This time of year can be taxing, not governmental taxing. I'm talking about the quality of water in East Tennessee can be taxing on your skin, your hair, your health, and water heaters, humidifiers, and coffee makers. So take your tax return and fix your taxing water now. Hi, I'm David Brewster from AquaClear Water Systems, and right now you can get up to $200 off and up to 24 months no interest. So call 694-1725 or sign up at our website aquaclearws.com aquaclearws.com.
Now it's time for In the Cage MMA Radio's weekly marquee interview, letting you hear from the personalities inside the sport. In the Cage.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio. I'm Vince Ferrara with Tim Loy here on 99.1 The Sports Animal each Wednesday night from 8 to 9, podcasting afterwards on Google, iTunes, and anywhere you get your podcasts. I'll normally have an interview in this segment, and we were going to talk to cut man Mark Laws. He was supposed to join us this week, but we pushed him back to next week. So you'll hear from him talking about a lot of things from his very unique perspective. With everything going on with the coronavirus impact right now, UFC Fight Night Brazil. It happened. It did so in a empty arena in Brazil. And Charles Oliveira gets the win over Kevin Lee in the main event. And this was really impressive for Oliveira. He got the guillotine choke win in round three over Kevin Lee, 28 seconds in. Tim, what'd you think of Oliveira's performance?
Very impressive. Big win for him, you know. And that was a fight that I was wrong on again. I went with Kevin Lee. I thought that the move to TriStar would be the difference. But, you know, TriStar ended up not having a great night when it was all said and done. And Charles Oliveira, huge win, like you said, third round guillotine. And Kevin Lee, you know, he said that, you know, initially afterward that he didn't tap, that he was, you know, that he never submitted, but he most obviously did. It was a back and forth fight up until that point, though. I had Kevin Lee winning the first round. Honestly, you know, he had top position for the majority of the round, although he was constantly having to fend off submission attempts from Oliveira. Second round, it started to turn the other way, I think. Oliveira was getting the better of the striking exchanges, and I had it 1-1 going into the round where it ended.
Oliveira, it's incredible what he has done. Now he's tied with Donald Cerrone with the most finishes in UFC history. So what, seven straight wins now for Oliveira? And he continues to get better. He is a complete fighter, whether it's kicks or changing levels or strikes or, I mean, all his submission victories as well. He can do it all, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think for a while he was kind of getting pegged as more of a striker, but he is certainly, more than capable of pulling off spectacular submissions on the ground as well. Very well-rounded, like you said. He's there's really not a weakness.
Kevin Lee had some stumbles and he bounced back from some losses. He was putting it together until this loss to Oliveira. Have we seen the best of Kevin Lee, or have you not given up on him yet in his future?
Man, I've got to say that was his big shot there, and especially with the camp change and the kind of the train of thought that maybe that was what he needed to push him into that upper echelon. And, you know, I'm not saying that he's done, but it's going to take a good amount of wins versus top competition to get back up to, you know, a top five.
So what is next for Charles Oliveira?
You know, he wants the winner of the title fight, it sounds like, you know, for the 155 strap. He says he's going to be sitting there front and center for Tony Khabib. So that's what he wants. I don't know if that's what he'll get, you know, but I think no matter what, you're going to have to get him into a fight that is a big fight, a fight that is a marquee fight against the contender.
Has he called out Paul Felder? Because I think everybody else has, right?
Yeah, really. Did he call out Paul Felder?
I don't think so. I think some others recently have. I don't remember. There's been so many of them. I don't remember.
It was Moicano, I think.
Yes, it was Moicano. You're absolutely right. So it happened on that card.
Yeah, because when you said that, I was like, well, did that happen, actually? It did happen, but just not by him.
Oliveira was 13th in the rankings. He's so entertaining. He's so hot right now. He's got a name value. We were kind of talking about it beforehand that maybe he's one they could fight up from what his ranking was. If you're going to put him up against one of those contenders, you know, he just beat the number eight guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's within striking range of, you know, whether it's Dan Hooker. Is that the best matchup you think for him?
That's what kind of comes to mind, I guess. You know, that's one that I don't know that Hooker would necessarily see as that appealing, you know, but it's a tough spot. Like we talk about every week, you know, you've got a guy that just knocked off a highly ranked guy, so he's going to be looking to fight up, and then people that are ahead of him are like, well, man, this guy was just ranked number 13.
Right. And look, Hooker's fifth, so he's going to say, I don't care how hot he is, he's lower than me in the mm-hmm. rankings, so I want McGregor or Ferguson, whoever is above him or has a strap. I could see how Hooker would want to go a different direction.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If it's for him, that is kind of a, you know, what do I have to gain from this kind of fight?
The co-main event, Gilbert Burns was really impressive in finishing off Damian Maia and getting the victory. What did you make of Burns' victory?
You know, I was actually surprised that it happened so quickly. It was back and forth. You know, at one point, Maia was threatening with submission, and I was like, wow, man, Damian's going to just submit him just like this. But then when they stood back up, it wasn't long before Gilbert dropped him and then finished him off with a ground and pound. Big win because, you know, Maia is obviously a legend of the game, and to be able to finish him is certainly a great feather in his cap.
Yeah, I think it was a left that put Maia down initially, and then he pounced on him. He was actually, Burns was hesitant to try to jump on him because of the respect he had for him.
Absolutely.
I mean, to do it in 234, the first round, that's impressive. And then Burns, he was one of those guys that stepped up and wanted to turn around and fight Tyron Woodley, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Burns is a beast, man. Burns is a guy that is very well-rounded. He's got world-class jiu-jitsu, but he can hit too. And so he's a guy that's going to be a handful for literally anyone.
And Maia announced afterwards, I thought he was a class act. Both those guys were after the fight in their post-fight interviews. But Maia said, I got one more fight left, and that's it. What would you make of that?
It makes you wonder if he had won this one, if he may have retired after, or if it's a situation where he wants to make sure he goes out, with an actual crowd in the audience.
Now, we mentioned Moicano before that. He was on this card and got the W. What'd you make of his performance?
You know, it was great. He dominated. Tough guy, Bosnian, Demir Hadzevic. Thought it was interesting afterward. You know, that fight only went 44 seconds before he submitted him. But, you know, it seemed like there was bad blood between the guys afterwards. You know, Moicano stood up and he was mean mugging him. And I was like, what's going on here exactly? And they said afterward that Moicano had said that he wanted to fight longer. And he was mad because he didn't get to fight longer. And Hadzevic was like, why'd you submit me?
That's a fair point. That's a fair question.
Right.
Let's get right. This going.
But it was a good win for Moicano, you know, coming up from 45 after he had failed to take the strap there. You know, now he's already, as we mentioned just earlier, he's calling out Paul Felder.
Another fight that you had pointed to was the flyweights and Brandon Moreno. I thought he was super impressive in beating Jussier Formiga by unanimous decision. And that's one that you had pointed to that, hey, this is one that with a couple of ranked guys that could have some meaning from this card.
No doubt. It was definitely a night where, we saw Brandon Moreno as well knock off Formiga, and that was a guy that we thought that would be the next challenger for the flyweight title. Saw, Amanda Hevis with a big win over Randa Marcos there. We talked about Marcos, being the Canadian fighter along with Mac Desi, who had some health concerns afterwards. And then, of course, Elias Zaleski fight, he knocked off Alexei Konchinko, who was, coming into that fight, 29-1. So there were some fighters that elevated their positioning.
Man, Amanda Hebus, so impressive. She didn't get the finish. She won by decision. I mean, she won 30-25 on two scorecards, 30-26 on the other. They went the distance, but she absolutely wrecked Randa Marcos. And boy, the personality afterwards of Hebus, what'd you think of her and what her next fight could be?
you know, she definitely has a lot of charisma and is definitely going to be one that they're going to want to push, I think. Now she's 9-1, so she's got a nice record. You know, maybe that's a fight that we see like Tatiana Suarez or something like that. If they're not going to put Tatiana into the title picture just yet, that'd be 9-0 versus 9-1.
UFC Fight Night happened in Brazil in an empty arena. Honestly, those of us that love the sport of MMA, we're thankful for that, or just sports fans in general. What top-level fights are still intact in MMA with the next three UFC cards being canceled? We'll discuss that and get into more of the impact with MMA organizations with the coronavirus shutdown. That is next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. Built to handle rush hour traffic, a stream of roadblocks, and working lunch. Because with a four-wheel independent suspension and a 1,500-pound payload capacity, nothing runs like a deer.
Dead End Barbecue is still your destination for the best barbecue in the area. And right now, Dead End Barbecue is providing curbside pickup. Just call ahead and place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you arrive. Don't miss out on the best food around. And all the great Dead End Barbecue specials are ready, too. Every day brings a new special, like grilled mac and cheese with roasted tomato soup, porquitos, and blackened salmon. Find out what today's special is by visiting deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, now celebrating over 10 years of business in the Knoxville community. Located on Sutherland Avenue across from the University of Tennessee Rec Sports Complex. Dead End Barbecue, your final destination for the best barbecue you've ever tasted. With curbside delivery so you don't even have to leave your car. This Friday morning at 9. Visit 991thesportsanimal.com for a sweet deal where you can get $50 to spend at Dead End Barbecue for only $25.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-445-6363. That's 800-445-6363. 800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What big events are coming up in MMA?
Well, right now, Vince and Tim have the answers.
This is the pay-per-view and MMA show preview on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio with Tim Loy. I'm Vince Ferrara, always podcasting at 991thesportsanimal.com on Google and on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. And then we always stream as well at 991thesportsanimal.com and on the free Sports Animal app as well. Normally in this segment, we'll preview the next show, but without anything national for a while for the next 3 weeks with the March 21st, 28th, and April of 11th shows being canceled by the UFC recently, we're going to look to the future in terms of the shows and the fights that are still intact right now as we speak. And we got to start with the next one that Dana White says is going to happen, and that's Khabib versus Tony Ferguson. That one is scheduled for April 18th. Tim, do you think that this is actually going to go down on pay-per-view?
I do. I still think that we're going to get this event. And as we mentioned earlier, it isn't necessarily going to be in the United States. I'm seeing rumblings that they are looking out of the country, perhaps even Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, as a home location for this. I'm sure that Khabib's camp would be great with that. It is still a month away, so I think that the UFC machine will be able to come to some logistical terms to still get this card going, you know?
Yeah, because the location for it is blank. It's unknown and where they're going to be able to pull this off, especially so soon. A lot of people are projecting that, you know, a lot of the sports shut down and that it's only going to get worse, that a lot of sports are going to have to push back past that mid-April date. But there's still others that are at least leaving that window open to restart sports at that time. So we'll see how that plays out. As far as other fights that we know of that are still scheduled for the future, the week after that is another UFC fight night, April 25th. It's Anthony Smith against Glover Teixeira in Lincoln, Nebraska. That card also features KMAA's Ovince St. Preux.
That's right. Yeah, Ovince St. Preux taking on an undefeated fighter, Shamil Gazmatov. That's going to be one that our region will definitely have their focus on there in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, we'll get OSP back on the show prior to that, and hopefully that still stays intact. You know, we'll see if the cards change as well in weeks to come. But the next big one after the Khabib Ferguson fight on April 18th, if that holds up, is May 9th, and it's Henry Cejudo versus Jose Aldo in Sao Paulo. This is going to be a fun one when those two get together, don't you think?
I think so. That's going to be, you know, that's a benchmark event. That's UFC 250, you know, so I would expect them to have a big showing there back in Brazil after having a closed-door arena show here this past weekend. Hopefully we'll have a good full stadium for that one. But, you know, the cards before it, as you mentioned, neither of them are the type cards that are going to blow you away. They're not your top tier events as far as lineups go. However, I wouldn't be surprised to see those lineups get fluffed up a little bit with some of the fights that they may carry over from the events that they're canceling this week and in the coming week.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. You alluded to it a little bit earlier. I was going to follow up on it. Tim Loy is a matchmaker, so this is the way you think. It makes total sense. These cards get thin when you're holding events each week. This might be an opportunity for them to beef up their cards and kind of show that, hey, maybe a depth of card it is maybe one that gives you more bang for the buck, as opposed to putting one out week after week that maybe people start to feel like, yeah, it's not appointment viewing because it isn't maybe a deep card or I'm not interested in the main event. What do you think about that potential ripple effect for the UFC?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to have the potential to beef these up and make them much more, you know, fan-friendly when it comes to viewing audience goes and getting, you know, those name value guys on these cards to get more interest up. That said, with a break that we're about to get from the UFC for the next few weeks, you know, I feel like the interest is going to be ramped up with a very high anticipation for their return because I still anticipate them coming back before anyone else. You know, I still think we'll still be waiting on basketball and hockey and other things like that when the UFC does come back.
So, Tim, for the UFC in canceling their next three events and having to be in an empty arena in Brazil, what kind of revenue hit, even if you had to guess, are we talking about for the UFC as it sits right now, even if they just missed 3 weeks? And then maybe if it ends up going farther than they want and losing that potential, one of the most anticipated, if not the most anticipated, main event in UFC history.
I mean, it is obviously a big deal, and it does hurt their bottom line, but at that level, I think that the majority of their funding is coming through content distribution rights. You know, so all of your ESPNs and your different various platforms that would be streaming the UFC beyond ESPN, whether it be BT Sport or Combate and all these different distribution channels, you know, that's where the big money is, that and sponsorships. So the live gate is not the biggest source of revenue for promotions at that level. Now, when you look at regional promotions like Valor, it is absolutely the biggest revenue stream. You know, if you can't have a crowd there live, you know, the regional promotions haven't gotten those lucrative broadcast deals to where no matter if they've got a crowd or not, they can still operate just based on their sponsorship and their TV revenue.
We mentioned this earlier, Valor Fighting Challenge, the next event scheduled for March 28th in Saudi Daisy, that has been postponed. Talk about that process and what went into ultimately and all the people you had to talk to come to that decision.
Well, it's tough because you have so many different levels of bureaucracy, I guess, that you need to be concerned with. Obviously, on the national level, we're still okay. It's not like there's any federal mandates for the entire country to lock down or shut down. There's certain pockets of the country that are doing such, but from a national perspective, it's not the case. And then you go to the state level, Tennessee. Tennessee has advised that people avoid large gatherings of people or events, but there is no mandate yet. That is still left up to the individual or the organization. So that leaves the final hurdle, which is the local level, and that is where we ran into our main hurdle in that Hamilton County schools are closed now through March the 30th. So we were using a school venue, and with school not in session, they weren't comfortable letting anyone use any of the facilities until school was back in session, which is scheduled to be March the 30th. Now, who knows, that could be pushed back even further. But as of right now, March the 30th would be when the kids are to be back at school. So that would open the venues back up to potential usage from outside organizations like ourselves. So We were at a situation where it's not like anyone is saying we can't run that date because of no large public gatherings, but it's just we have promoted this particular venue. It's a fundraiser for that particular wrestling club. And so, you know, we wanted to stay there, you know, if at all possible. And so pushing the date back to April the 18th is the initial move. Now, if things change to where now schools are pushed out of session beyond that date, then we're back into square one, where we're trying to find another venue in that area to hold these fights, because it's a big card. There's a lot of guys that are excited to fight on that card, and I haven't had one person, not one fighter, has said, you know, they don't want to compete. They want to compete still. There's more a concern of, like, will they let us compete?
Well, I know you are the matchmaker for Valor. You're not the president of it right now as you were in the past. But when people wonder about the safety of the fighters, what's your response to them staying safe with all the contact that is being avoided from athlete to athlete in a lot of other sports?
Yeah, you know, if any of the sports are going to be close contact and, you know, very much at risk at transmitting disease, you know, I think that MMA would definitely be right up in at the top. But at the same time, I feel like the fighters have to go through a pre-fight medical screen, and obviously, you know, you're not going to be able to pick up everything in the case of this virus, where it has a bit of an incubation period, so you may have the virus but not be exhibiting symptoms. And so even if you know you're getting your fever getting your temperature checked, or you're not exhibiting any cough, there is still a level of risk there. I still think that, and this without getting into too big of a political tirade here, but ultimately, you know, I think that you still have to use your head, and you have to kind of realize that life has to go on at some point. And I feel like that the numbers in this whole thing, if they level out over the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping that, you know, we can return to some degree of normalcy where people are just being cautious more than anything, using good hygienic practices, and we kind of scale the big hit on our emergency services down to where, you know, whatever comes down the pipe, they're able to handle in smaller doses.
So how are the camps handling this period of time? Are camps operating as normal? Are they only there for fighters and not personal trainers? How are the MMA camps handling this period?
It varies. I've seen all of points on the spectrum. I've seen gyms that are just saying, hey, you know, we're open. We're open as usual. Come on in, get a workout. We're going to practice good hygienic practices. If you're sick, stay home. I've seen gyms that are canceling for the most part, but keeping their pro fighters going in preparation for their fights that they have coming up, but not open just to the general public or general population of gym members beyond their pro fighters. And then I've seen some gyms that have absolutely just shut it down all the way and said, you know, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Another factor of this, and this is the case in all the sports that you've heard news about, is the employees that are really relying, whether it's at the venues or part of the shows. It's a lot of people that are connected to these fights happening that are suffering critical income without these shows happening, right?
100%. It is crippling to people that work in the industry and depend on it for their livelihood. You know, one of our producers that we use from time to time, Mike Moran up in Cleveland, he is a very much in demand like producer when it comes to streaming content. He does events for UFC Fight Pass. He does events for Impact Wrestling. He's done events for us, Flow Combat events, just all over. Booked every week, sometimes more than one time a week, and he has suffered probably more than anyone that I've seen, and his entire next 2 months are absolutely off the books, and he's unemployed for the next 2 months after being booked for, you know, probably 8 to 10 events over that span of time. Myself, you know, I depend on my salary as a matchmaker for my family's livelihood, you know, so if the events don't happen, it makes it really tough. Because the event for the most part has been put together, the work's been done, although the time has been invested into it. So for that to be pulled out from underneath you, it's tough.
The trickle down effect of this is unbelievable. And Mike Moran, another reason why Valor Fighting Challenge is as good of a regional organization as there probably is in the country, because we have another best in the business. And we have a lot of that scattered throughout our staff that we're lucky enough to kind of put together with these shows. We mentioned UFC Brazil, fighters fighting in front of an empty arena. What's that like for those fighters?
I think that it's got to be kind of a surreal moment, you know, and different fighters have different takes on it. I think some guys are just in the zone. They would just assume there not be fans in the crowd. There's not as much noise. They can hear their corner, and there's not as much, I guess, stress or tension on them. And then some fighters, they feed on that. They, without that, they just can't hit that next gear. They can't hulk up, you know. So I think it just depends on the fighter.
That's Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. It's In the Cage MMA Radio. Coming up, it's the MMA lightning round, including some fights that aren't on the books yet that we'd like to see that have already been discussed. That's next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
To take the latest on Tennessee sports coverage with you anywhere you go, download the Sports Radio WNML app. Powered by Big Kahuna Wings, the wings that changed it all.
For 35 years, you, the great people of East Tennessee, have trusted Lehman Jewelers for all your fine jewelry needs. I'm Andy Lehman from Lehman Jewelers. On behalf of our family and staff, I thank you for the opportunity to earn your business and to assist you with some of the most important moments in your life. We have assisted many families with wedding engagements, bridal and anniversary gifts, celebrating birthdays, promotions, graduations, just because gifts, and treating yourself to some new fashion. With jewelry repairs of all kinds, insurance appraisals, creating something unique and special from something you inherited, selling your no longer worn jewelry, and so much more. You have welcomed our straightforward approach, low pressure sales, and great prices. From our family to yours, thank you. Lehman Jewelers has become your number one jewelry store in Knoxville. This past year, we opened a second store in Maryville. Our expert jewelers and experienced sales team are here to serve you. Thank you, East Tennessee, from your friends at Lehman Jewelers.
Hey, this is Ainge here. If you're planning to sell your home, you want to work with the very best. Agent selection really does matter. That's why I recommend you call Tracy King, Knoxville's real estate authority with Kings of Real Estate. Tracy King will help you get the most money for your home sale. That's because Tracy already has the buyers and creates demand and multiple offers, just like he did for sellers on 229 Nicely Trail in Powell, selling their home even before it hit the MLS. they were amazed because they had their home previously listed for 6 months with another agent and it didn't sell. With Tracy King, your home may already be sold through Tracy's Home Buyers in Waiting program. And if Tracy can't sell your home at your agreed to price, he will buy it himself, guaranteed in writing. Call Knoxville's Real Estate Authority, Tracy King, at 365-2323. That's 365-2323. And start packing.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments. But when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Since its beginning in 1968, Kitchen Sales has been Knoxville's source for fine kitchen and bathroom cabinetry. Besides carrying one of the largest selections in cabinets you'll find anywhere in East Tennessee, Kitchen Sales prides itself in being competitive with salvage store pricing while still offering free in-home consultation and design services. Kitchen Sales offers cabinets ranging from a low-budget line to a fully custom line. Whether it's a remodel, new construction, or a commercial job, their only goal is to make you a satisfied customer. Kitchen Sales experts will work with every customer to make their dreams become a reality. Don't forget to ask an expert about countertops, appliances, and available financing. Two locations, downtown at 2500 Hoyt Avenue, just off of Cherry Street on I-40, and in West Knoxville at 8859 Town and Country Circle. Kitchen Sales is ready to turn your home into a showplace. From design services to project completion, your one stop should be Kitchen Sales. For more information, check out their website, kitchensales.net.
There's still a lot of MMA to tell you about and react to. Since we're short on time, we'll have to make it quick. But we promise it'll be good. Here's the MMA Lightning Round on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Groove a Mata style. What? Come on.
Back here on In the Cage MMA Radio, Vince Ferrara, Tim Loy here each Wednesday night from 8 until 9 p.m. And then don't forget, you can hit us up on social media, whether it's a question or a topic or an interview you want from us. Hit us up. You can follow me and message me on Twitter at Vince Sports. You can follow Tim on Twitter at TZ Loy, but he's better on Facebook and you can find him there, Tim Loy on Facebook, or hit up Valor Fighting Challenge and he'll get those messages there as well. So we'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please share it when you get an opportunity. All right, it's our lightning round. We were talking about Damian Maia and his last fight. He said, I got one more fight. What would be ideal for Damian Maia, do you think, Tim?
You know, I saw an interview with Maia here just earlier, and there's two opponents that he kind of had in mind, and he mentioned Diego Sanchez, and he mentioned Donald Cerrone, and both of those could be interesting because, you know, the name value's there. They're guys that would give him a quote-unquote marquee match to go out on, and at the same time, in the case of like a Diego Sanchez, they're kind of almost like safe for each other.
Right. There's no doubt. We're talking about Tyron Woodley during the process where he lost his main event at UFC Fight Night Brazil against Leon Edwards. Well, Colby Covington, who is never shy, stepped in there and said, I'll kick his backside. And now Woodley is absolutely hyper-focused solely on Covington. Do you think that's going to happen?
Probably so. You know, I think that when the UFC comes out of this hiatus, they're going to want to come out and do some things. They're going to turn heads and get people excited. You know, and so these guys have already got their history. They're talking it up, and I think that will be a fight that they'll go to.
Another fight potentially for Cerrone could be someone we were talking about earlier, and Charles Oliveira. Those two have matched up, and be cowboy versus cowboy.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that would be a fun one, and both those guys are going to put on a good, entertaining fight, and you never see me complaining about that.
Another fighter that we were talking about earlier was Amanda Ribas, who was so impressive in her win at UFC Fight Night Brazil. The fighter that she was supposed to fight but didn't end up, but she wants to do it and has name value, is Paige VanZant. Kind of like that if VanZant is healthy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that what I've been seeing out of Amanda Ribas makes me feel like she's got a really good chance in that fight.
No doubt. Anything else in terms of fights that aren't on the schedule right now that you'd like to see put together?
You know, I think that with the International Fight Week hopefully coming up in July, you know, if things can return to usual, I feel like we're going to see most likely that Israel Adesanya Polakowski fight come to fruition. It's probably going to be about the roundabout time for John Jones to fight Blachowicz potentially, or if they decide to go back and do a Reyes rematch. Those are probably fights that we're about to see, I think, as well. Those are kind of the big ones that jump off the page to me, I think. But, you know, a lot of people are talking about wanting to fight Mike Chiesa, it seems like. So that's another guy that I think that we'll see probably get matched up here in a big fight here, hopefully in the summer.
Tim, awesome stuff. We're going to get into our matchmaking, go full in and really make some great fights and, you know, help the UFC out. Not that they need the help, but you're a matchmaker and we're have some fun with it. So we'll do that in the shows to come. And also our UFC champion rankings, we're going to do that in the weeks to come. Next week, we will be joined by Cutman Mark Laws. We're going to talk to him last week, so look forward to that, and we'll have much more on next week's show. Just because there are no UFC shows the next couple of weeks doesn't mean there aren't still things to talk about. Of course, Cage Warriors 113 still taking place this week. Also, there's KSW 53 in Poland taking place this weekend as well. So we'll react to what is happening in the world of MMA. Tim, you and your family be safe. Appreciate your insights, and we will talk to you next week.
Absolutely, Vince. Likewise, man. Everybody stay safe out there.
All right. That is Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. It's In the Cage MMA Radio. We'll talk to you next week, Wednesday night, 8 to 9, here on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Dead End Barbecue is still your destination for the best barbecue in the area. And right now, Dead End Barbecue is providing curbside pickup. Just call ahead and place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you arrive. Don't miss out on the best food around. And all the great Dead End Barbecue specials are ready, too. Every day brings a new special, like grilled mac and cheese with roasted tomato soup, porquitos, and blackened salmon. Find out what today's special is by visiting deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, now celebrating over 10 years of business in the Knoxville community. Located on Sutherland Avenue across from the University of Tennessee Rec Sports Complex. Dead End Barbecue, your final destination for the best barbecue you've ever tasted. With curbside delivery so you don't even have to leave your car. This Friday morning at 9. Visit 991thesportsanimal.com for a sweet deal where you can get $50 to spend at Dead End Barbecue for only $25.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
When there's stuff that you want gone, give a buzz to Junk Be Gone.
Hey, Will, it's time to call Junk Be Gone and get rid of all that stuff we don't want.
Sounds good, Josh. What do you think? Driveway dumpster or full service?
Well, I'm thinking driveway dumpster. Junk Be Gone drops it off. We get to load it up for up to 7 days, and they come pick it up. Goodbye, junk.
I don't know, Josh. I'd go with Junk Be Gone's full service. You just call them. They do all the loading. No sweat, no hassle. You just point and smile.
No, I like the idea that we can take our time with the driveway dumpster. In just 7 days, we can go through the whole office and get rid of what we don't want.
I understand, but with Junk Be Gone's two-man team, they can carry out that old ratty couch from the green room or take down that old desk upstairs that has a leg missing, all while I watch the game.
Okay, Will, let's just agree to disagree. I'll go with the driveway dumpster. You can be lazy and call full service.
Whether you choose Junk Be Gone's full service or their driveway dumpster, give a buzz to Junk Be Gone at 865-675-JUNK or book online now at junkbegone.biz.
Give a buzz to Junk Be Gone.
cheap is for the birds, not for hardworking homeowners who need quality replacement windows, siding, or doors. That's why locally owned CRS Exteriors offers only the best products at a fair, honest price. A CRS isn't the cheapest, it's the best in pricing, in customer service, superior products, including Infinity by Marvin Windows. You want a free estimate? Price the rest, call the best. CRS Exteriors, 670-8823 or crsexteriors.com.
For listening to In the Cage MMA Radio as Vince and Tim bring you inside the fight game of MMA with this unique weekly one-hour show. Join us again next Wednesday night 8 to 9 on 99.1 The Sports Animal.